Yeah, come in, come in. Get a seat.
Hello, hello.
In the first row, there's still some seats free.
It's filling up. It's so funny. It was like really empty room and you are all late.
Well, we're happy for everybody joining.
So that's already an interesting information. We are streaming live and we have a schedule to follow. So we are going to try to follow it religiously so that the people outside will get what they wait for in time. We are not the Deutsche Bahn. People are still trying to find their seats.
Yeah. Just waiting another minute to get everybody seated.
So nice. Same. So many familiar faces.
Okay. Yes. A smile for the photo. Okay.
Should we just do some
welcome everybody again, like in here?
Okay, the space is filling up nicely now, and it seems like most people have found their seats. So I think we can start with the actual thing, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you much for turning in on the screens in the stream. This is the opening session for the LGM 2026, the 19th edition in its 20th year. It's an anniversary. 20 years. I'm not around that long in this community, so for me it will be a bit longer until we have 20 years.
Yeah, only the second LGM for me, to be honest, but I already see some familiar faces from last year. So could everybody please raise a hand who has been here before once or more? Quite so many people. Who is here for the first time? Is anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, yeah. Thanks. Hello.
Great. Yeah, many of you probably know each other then because there are not too many new faces, but maybe you're sitting to somebody next to somebody who you haven't seen for a year or so. And I invite you to welcome each other, just the people sitting around of you, shake hands for a moment, ask how are you or whatever you do as introduction. But take a minute and meet all these old friends, new friends. Before we start, we have some housekeeping, some more or less important points. Maybe starting with the most important point right now, coffee is up here. More drinks, not only up here in the fridges, but also downstairs. Just help yourself. You will find some boxes for donations, which would be appreciated. But in general, just help yourself, go there. Take what you need. Two spaces you already saw, this space downstairs in the basement when you were registered. This space is there for us to hang around. So use it to mingle, to talk to each other. And up here, we're having the main hall for the talks. Workshops tomorrow will be in a different room, but we'll talk more about that tomorrow then. Donations, as said, the boxes, that is the one part. In case you're at home on your TV and you're wondering on your laptop, you're wondering how to put money physically in the box, we have you covered. We have you covered. There's a donation button on the website you can use as well. That would be really lovely because we're still missing some money. We are missing one sponsor, so we are really happy if some of you could chip in some money. Talking about sponsors.
Yeah. So thanks for all the sponsors. That's really important to help us making this happen each year. We have a local sponsor again, OpenSUSE, who's global company, but they are located in Nuremberg. And we have as Google sponsoring as a silver sponsor. And again, as a gold sponsor. And Jimp as a gold sponsor, which is really important. So as Simon said before, we are short around one gold sponsor that would still be placed on the slides. And so on the website, there's some space left. And we are kind of thinking it would be cool to have community Libre projects sponsoring this event because it's basically ecosystem. We understand us as ecosystem for to meeting and to connect projects. So that would be really, really, really appreciated if it would become easier at some point to run the event.
So in case you can imagine becoming a sponsor next year, like the organization you're here for, talk to Lasse. He will be around the whole event. Talk to him and to get more information and see how that can work.
I will connect you to the people who run it next year. So Simon, the other Simon, but I think we'll have him on stage on the LGM 2027 session, just at the end. So maybe we can figure out these days what we tell the people there. Okay, cool.
Okay, some more logistics maybe. I talked about drinks already. The opposite part, you could say toilets in the back left corner. Or on the ground floor, there are toilets as well.
So when you are in the basement where the community space is and the where the registration was and there are some couches, stuff like that, there's unfortunately no toilet, but you have to go one up the ground floor. And then it's basically the same room like this one, but directly after the entrance.
Wi-Fi, evenly important probably. To your left and to your right, you won't find live rest, but you will find stickers on the wall with the Wi-Fi QR code. Feel free to connect. In the basement there, the same plates on the wall. Smoking, in case you need to smoke, please do this outside, obviously, in front of the main door and ground floor. So, what else? In case you're wondering what you're doing here and what you will be experiencing, you probably saw the program online on the website, but we also have the offline version here. If you take your badge, and if you open your badge and you hold it on the right side, then you'll find the program as well. So if you would like to know when the next break is, it's probably roughly around 4 o'clock, I think. Yeah. So then you can always look this up. What else do we have here on physical parts except the badges? We do have, in case you have missed this, lovely t-shirts again.
So the right moment to thank our amazing local print partner, Ula, who is always willing to experiment with us. And because this is a halftone printing screen inspired theme, they helped us to actually make a print where the colors mix like from the print. So you got the green is real mixing of the colors, stuff like that. That was really fun too. And we have bags. We have really big shopping bags.
Not only t-shirts, but also bags.
Because they're really useful. And all of these things are organic
cotton
and fair sourced. So this ticks all the boxes, I hope. And we are black this year because we needed to change to light mode for compliance reasons.
Don't be in a hurry. We have more than just these two. You saw them downstairs probably already. So feel free to grab one. Asking for donation would be great to cover the cost. I think we said something about 20 and 15.
Sure. But that's just...
donation, a recommendation.
A recommendation, exactly. Okay, I'm taking the moment and also like to thank Zollhof for hosting us this year. This is great. I think it's a very nice upgrade. As a location, especially the big community space is nice, and they take care of the drinks for us. This is really also nice. But this also kind of, and they have better internet. We had big problems with the internet, and that was the main reason to move, actually, looking for better bandwidth for everyone.
Lasse, you already said about something about the physical part of how doing this design. Would you like to give some more words about the design?
Halftone inspired design. It was kind of a bit technically how we began. The idea was to do some halftone printing. And we ended up with a complex thing, actually. So this is all rendering in WebGL. And also the intro videos you'll probably see in the streams or in the recordings later. And the live website is rendered in WebGL. We have created a shader that shades each layer, and then we are composing them in the canvas, and the mixing is like the composting, not the shader. We have a 3D model running in the background, which you can see this is our cube inspired theme, inspired by our logos. So that was fun but also exhausting to do. Also, the website is super experimental, and it's kind of sometimes slowly loading, but I kind of also enjoy to have the freedom to make a not, 100% smooth experience. So,
and probably you can fill bug reports and pull requests on GitHub again if you want to improve.
No, we are not on GitHub.
Oh, not anymore.
No. So this repository is on Codebook.
Here we go.
And the LGM website repository is on invent.kde.org. And so thank you, KDE, for hosting us as well. One more thing. There's a design tool which is horrible quality, but you can use it to do your own halftone patterns. You can add as many color layers as you want and change the resolution, whatever. And then you can use it to watch movies. It's super trippy. It's really fun. So maybe we can have some sessions around that these days. Maybe we should.
That's what I love about LGM, the mixture of technical and.
We can have a session where we watch the recordings in trippy, half-toned, rasterized versions, for example. And unfortunately, it's not as performant on Firefox as on Chrome and this family of browsers. They just miss some optimization, which Chrome does. I don't know.
Next year.
Now I can't help Firefox to get their shit together.
No, but they have 1 year now to fix it. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's something I like about LGM, this nice mixture of more technical stuff, more graphical stuff, more design stuff, where you can learn everything from each side. bring us to the spirit of this event, maybe, because this is an event for the community, by the community. Many of you are here because you contribute to one or another, or maybe several open source projects. And thank you for that. Not only thank you for the sponsors, but thanks to all of you for your work you're doing, for keeping this community alive, for providing all these nice programs we're using on a daily basis for professional jobs, for hobbies. That's great. And this is the spirit that also this meeting should have, this LJM. So also here, if you see something that you can fix, if it's broken, please do so. Make this event to your event. Make this event to an event of all of us. Give a helping hand if you see something. And especially, you have the chance to learn something about professional video recording and audio techniques. We have the VOC team again supporting us with the live streaming, with the recordings. And they are open and actually asking us to give them some support. So if any of you wants to learn something about this, please approach these guys. And they are more than happy to show you.
They would be really happy if someone could take a shift or two on the camera or stuff like that. And they are really happy to show you around. It's, I think, great stack they have put together there and should be fun to learn how it's operated. Also, we, Andy, our Tontechniker.
Audio technician.
He doesn't have time to search all the time. So if someone wants to take shifts on giving out microphones, that would be great as well. Not today, but I think starting tomorrow. Either we help ourselves or someone helps. That's how it works.
Yeah, I think we have another session tomorrow, if I recall that correctly, about maybe looking a little bit in the past of LJM and also looking at the future of LJM as a community to see where do we want to...
Oh yeah, tomorrow morning the session won't be recorded. This is basically, we tried this last year, we'll try to make some community work happen and see if we can get us structured. I don't know.
Cool. We're a little bit ahead of time, but... If there are not any questions right now, are there? Okay, that's good because I don't have any more answers on my paper. Except I've got a sticker lying around here reminding me that we have stickers as well, not only t-shirts and bags, but also stickers. Lucky you if you got a bright laptop. You will see why. take the other ones. Enjoy the days, and thanks for coming.
I have also suggestions, though. Last year, we had a very spontaneously organized photo walk. If someone is like willing to do a photo walk or to join one, maybe we can make this happen again. But it's not like something we have put in the program, but kind of can try to get it working. So, question? Oh, yeah, for the workshops, we don't have that yet. We'll put out lists for the workshops where you can put your name on it. And I guess we'll need to talk to the hosts of the workshops, how many people they are willing to host. And then we have three parallel sessions, usually, and we will... We will see where the most people are. They get the biggest room. We got this room. We got the basement, the community room, and we got in the ground floor a smaller but very nice workshop room, which we can use. So we got three rooms for the three sessions. There's also the soldering workshop, which is offsite, and we will talk about this. We will try to. Oh, very nice. Should I show that? Can I show that? This is going to happen, and I guess there are more for people, or are these only?
There are 24 or 20 people. There are kits for about 20 people, but there are PCBs for everybody.
So I think we'll, for the workshops tomorrow, we'll put out just some papers down at the registration desk and self-organize somehow, okay? And then the other days, we'll see how that worked and do it the same way or not. Very good question.
Okay, any other question? If not, I'd say let's quickly switch the stage for the next and first talk.
Yeah, thanks so much. How do you call you, Rani? Mark Alexandre, for the State of Libre Graphics presentation. This is really a lot of work, and I'm super, super happy that he's willing to put it together and to contact all the project like that. That's great. Give it to him. Thank you.